Jim, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, pleasure, Jason. How are you, bud?
I'm good. Jim, is it a six-year deal?
Well, again, the Rangers aren't saying anything, but that's what's being reported right now. Basically, you know, if the numbers, you know, whether the years and the dollars and are everything that they've been reported, you would think that it makes sense. You know, this is basically what Mark Stahl was going to get on the open market, and it's, you know, it's what the Rangers would have had to pay somebody else to come in and replace Mark Stahl. So why not just get it all done? This is where Mark Stahl wanted to be. This is where the New York Rangers wanted to keep him. He's a lifelong Ranger. You know, he wears a letter on his chest, you know, and he's been a good Ranger as well, on and off the ice. So hopefully, you know, we'll find out here in the next couple of days that the deal is done and finalized. And, you know, Rangers have a lot of free agents, you know, coming due July 1st. So if they can take care of Stahl, who in my book is, you know, the most important one of that lot, take care of him as soon as possible, I think it's a great move.
Is Mark Stahl like a great number three or a number two? Like with Girardi and McDonough, how do you where do you rank him?
Yeah, well, I mean, way that's one of the great things about Mark Stahl is that, you know, you can list him as a three. He can play top pair, and you know, a lot of times Lanvigneault will do just that. You know, he'll sense a matchup, or maybe he'll sense it. You know, maybe Ryan McDonough's, you know, having a little bit of a down game or whatever, and Mark Stahl will take some of those shifts, you know, alongside Dan Girardi, you know, on the top defensive pair. It's a terrific luxury to have, because really when you talk about those three, you were talking about three of the better shutdown defensemen in the National Hockey League. And, you know, so when you go up against, you know, some of the best teams in the league, you know how it is, Jason. You're not just talking about one line you got to shut down. There are multiple lines you got to shut down. And for the Rangers, there's that comfort level that, okay, McDonough and Girardi are going to get this forward line combination. And Mark Stahl and usually Dan Boyle, sometimes with Kevin Klein, he's going to get the next line. And that's a really a luxury that so many teams in the league just do not have.
Jim, Matt Zuccarello and Marty St. Louis are the probably the two biggest name UFAs up front. I'm assuming they definitely want to sign both of them. But Matt Zuccarello had a great year last year, 59 points, a real breakout season for him. You know, he's struggling so far this year. What's the difference you've seen in his game from one year to the next?
Yeah, you know, he's playing hard, and he's doing a lot of the right things, you know, especially in the defensive zone. You know, he's very smart. He's a very heady player. And again, you know, plays with a lot of passion, intensity to his game. But offensively, it just hasn't clicked quite right this year for him. And it almost seems funny to say that because he's had the opportunity to play on a line with Rick Nash pretty much the entire season. And Nash is, you know, has just been phenomenal for the Rangers and phenomenally consistent. But Zuccarello has really struggled, you know, to put up the point production. Last year, he, Eric Brassard, and Benoit Pouliot, you know, had tremendous chemistry together at even strength and also on the power play. And it's just interesting. Sometimes it's just a feel. Zuc and Brassard just, you know, maybe quite haven't had the same chemistry this year. And then even though Nash has been outstanding, you know, he hasn't quite clicked perfectly with Zuccarello on that line, like Pouliot did a year ago. So, you know, but listen, he's playing some good hockey. Like I said, he's playing a real good two-way game, and the points have been coming a little bit more frequently, you know, as of late.
Jim Czerny joins us from New York. You mentioned Pouliot. We've seen him coming off an injury here, be the Oilers' best forward, consistent, you know, goes hard, goes in the gritty areas. Does Zuccarello miss him because Pouliot probably created a lot of space in how he played for him?
Yeah, but you would think that Rick Nash would create even more space because Rick Nash generates or garners much more of the attention from the opposing team, you know, than Benny Pouliot would. And, you know, their games aren't dissimilar, you know, Pouliot and Nash. Nash obviously is at a, you know, much higher skill level. So, you know, I really thought going into it that it was going to be a great fit. And it certainly hasn't been a bad fit. I mean, just look at Rick's numbers and you know, you see that. But, you know, sometimes there's just, you almost can't put your finger on it. Why these two guys or why these three guys, why they have such a great chemistry together. And they really did. They really did with Benny Pouliot a year ago.
Quickly, just breaking, the Edmonton Eskimos have traded Fred Stamps to the Montreal Alouettes. We'll have more on that in a second, Eskimo and Order fans. Just thought we'd let you know. So anyway, Jim, that's a big trade in CFL circles anyway, if you're a CFL fan. Speaking of trades.
I'm going to go tell the boys in the locker room.
Yeah, hey. Speaking of trades for the New York Rangers, you know what? They put themselves in a very good position. I look at their blue line, and everybody always would like to add some blue line depth. But if you're Glenn Sather, do you need another score right now in New York to make a long run in the playoffs?
That's a real good question. They've actually scored more this season than they did a year ago. And, you know, we know how far they went last year, you know, three wins shy of winning the Stanley Cup. With the Rangers, it all starts on the back end. And Alain Vigneault, when the Rangers were in the midst of they're winning 13 out of 14 games over a five-week stretch recently. He said it all started to come together for the team when two things happened. When Henrik Lundqvist found his game again in goal, because obviously he is the most important New York Ranger. And then two, when the defense got healthy again. Dan Boyle had been banged up, and then Boyle came back from his broken hand, and he was sick, out with a virus, and you know, it took him a while to find his game until mid-December, probably. Ryan McDonagh then came back from a separated shoulder. When that core, the goaltender and the defense core, were again solidified, it's no surprise that that's when the Rangers took off. They are, at heart, even with Alain Vigneault as coach, you know, people always said this was John Tortorella's way. Well, it's the same with Alain Vigneault. With this cast of players, it starts on the defensive end. Could they use another score? Sure. But they're really right up against the salary cap. So, really, I can't see them making a major move before the deadline because I don't see how it fits into the cap.
Yeah. Okay. So, it would be more like a small addition, a minor piece kind of thing?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe a third pair defenseman because Kevin Klein's been outstanding on the third pair for the Rangers. But they've been fluctuating between John Moore and Matt Hunwick as that sixth defenseman. I think if they could upgrade that, that might be something they'd like to tweak. Maybe get, again, you know, if you can find that third-line guy that can play well defensively but also score a little bit more and give them more production than what they're getting on their third line, for sure they would love to do that. Again, they're really constricted, though, because they're right up against the cap.
Being so up against the cap, is there a chance Zuccarello tests free agency?
Yeah, I could see that happening. They have some tough decisions during the offseason. You know, certainly, as I said, Mark Stahl is first and foremost. He's attending UFA July 1st. Looks like they're going to get that taken care of here, you know, hopefully in the next couple of days. So, okay, so that's one domino that falls and falls into place. But Derek Stepan, you know, is a free agent. Now, he's an RFA. He's not a UFA, but still, that is your next most important guy that's a free agent at the end of the season. And the way he's been playing and the value to this team, you know, playing in every key situation, being a point-of-game player this season, you know, he is a guy that's going to command some serious money. So he's the next guy you got to take care of, even though he's an RFA. Then I think you have to make the decision, do you re-sign Marty St. Louis as a UFA or do you sign Matt Zuccarello as a UFA? I don't know where the money comes in to get them both signed, you know, especially because, you know, this will be Matt's, you know, first kick at the UFA can. So you would think, you know, there are going to be teams that are going to be upwards of, you know, probably $4.5 million a year for him. And I'm not sure that the Rangers are going to be able to go there if they also sign Marty St. Louis. So I think that's their toughest off-season decision.
Jim, I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy it. Should be interesting. The Rangers definitely are right in the mix in the Eastern Conference, which right now looks wide open. There doesn't seem to be a dominant team.
Yeah, totally agree. There's a lot of good teams. I think the East is playing much, much better hockey this season, and you see it. Rangers won 13 out of 14 games, and they barely moved ahead of anybody in the conference. That's how good everybody's been playing.